Everyone like to call our business meeting to order August 10th, 2022. Notice of this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone please rise for the flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, united by the principle of liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call please.
Councilman DiDomenico has an excused absence. Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Councilman Lankowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Patton.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
President Randolph Sharp has an excused absence. Mayor.
Here. Approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for July 13th, 2022. Entertain a motion please.
So moved.
And a second please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Entertain a motion for payment of bills.
Make a motion for the duly authorized bills.
Go ahead, Linda's got, she's next to you.
I make a motion that the bills have been properly audited and signed for, be approved for payment.
And a second please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Following reports have been filed and available in the respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. Tax collectors report, sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Second reading, ordinance 2022-12, amend chapter 166, vacant and abandoned properties. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding ordinance 2022-12. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion please.
I make a motion that ordinance 2022-12 be adopted on second reading and published according to law.
And a second please.
Second.
Roll call please.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Second reading, ordinance 2022-13, amend chapter 46 of the police. Entertain, at this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding ordinance 2022-13.
Yes. I was wondering if you could tell me, like, give a brief synopsis of what's being amended?
I'm sorry?
Because it just says there's something being amended. What's being amended?
Do you have a list of what's being amended on the police? It's just, it's a policy thing.
Well, that's under the resolution 2022-154. Let's see.
Was that the accreditation for the, okay.
This is for the, for closed and vacant registration.
Wrong one.
It's okay. Let's see. This is for the creation of the deputy chief, right? And then the one captain, two lieutenants, and sergeants, it's in the makeup of the department.
That's right, it's just the makeup of the department, because we put the captain...
We created a new position of deputy chief some time ago, so in order to bring the ordinance up to date with what the actual officers are in the police department, it now consists of the chief of police, the deputy chief of police, one captain, we had, what was it, two captains before?
One
captain, two lieutenants.
We didn't have a deputy chief, we put it back in.
Eight sergeants and 30 patrolman positions.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for detailing that.
You're welcome.
And can I get a copy of that resolution? Will it be posted or do I need a...
It's an ordinance, and it'll be...
An ordinance.
It's posted, right?
It's supposed to look perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Where was I? Close meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion that ordinance 2022-13 be adopted on second reading and published according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lenoir and will be enacted upon one motion. There will be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, they will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertain a motion for resolution 22-149 through 157.
I make a motion that resolutions 2022-149 to 157 be adopted as read.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Engineers report. You're up, sir.
Oh, can we have the additional?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have one additional. Entertain a motion for resolution 2022-158.
Authorizes an agreement with Fleet Management and Leasing from Enterprise for procurement of vehicles for the police department.
And a second, please. Oh, make a motion.
I make a motion that resolution 2022-158 be adopted as read.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Now you're upset. Sorry.
Thank you, Mayor.
Smell is making me nuts.
Survey work for the municipal parking lot is scheduled for this week. Base map will be completed after that and designed to follow. The 2022 DOT project, Cooper Ave, is on tonight's agenda for award. And the 2021 project is scheduled to begin in Lindentown Phase 2 construction starting next week. That's all I have.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for the engineer? No? Thank you, sir. All right. Open to council. Councilwoman Hess.
Thank you, Mayor. I have Linda Wald, Public Works, monthly report for July. Tons of trash collected, 700.27. Bulk items picked up, 258. Scrap metal picked up, 70. Concrete picked up, 9. Stumps and logs picked up, 3. Property maintenance, 1. Number of injuries, 0. Service calls, 88. Stoppages, 10. Main stoppages, nothing. Emergency calls, 13. Markouts, 77. Pump station repairs, 9. Troubled areas jetted, nothing. Pump stations vectored, 1. For Laurel Springs, we had 5 service calls, 5 stoppages, 2 emergency calls, and 0 markouts. That's all that I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Landowski.
Okay. Yes, Mayor, thank you. The Food Bank of South Jersey is still sponsoring a summer meals program until September 2nd. The first stop is from 11 to 11:45 at Carlton Root Park. That's 2008 Harbor Road, Lindenwall. The second stop is next to Mueller's Ice Cream Center, the lot next door at 441 Choose Lane Road. That's from 12 o'clock to 12:45. And if you do miss that, you can go to Miguel's Pharmacy, 3123 River Road in Camden, New Jersey from 1:15 to 2 p.m. That's all, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to bring up one thing. I'm just going to ask one more if we could have extra volunteers for this year. If anyone is interested in joining the Public Events Committee, we actually do need people for the next couple events. It's not time for the August 19th. It's a little late for our car show, but for Lindenwald Neighbor Fest on October 1st, if we can try to recruit as many volunteers this year as we possibly can to help along these public events, it would be greatly appreciated. Just get in contact with me. Thank you.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Health Department.
On August 4th, the United States declared monkeypox outbreak as a public health emergency. The CDC is tracking the outbreak. If you go to their website, they have a map of the country, and they say how many cases each state has. So currently, there's 9,492 cases in the U.S. New Jersey has 264 cases. The CDC is working with states and local health departments to identify people who may have been in contact with somebody who has been tested positive for monkeypox. The virus is spreading with direct contact with a reaction sore of someone with the virus, contacting of clothes, bedding, and other items used by a person who has monkeypox, and prolonged face-to-face contact. People who have monkeypox should be isolated until their lesions are resolved, the scabs have fallen off, and a fresh layer of skin has formed. For it to clear takes 2 to 4 weeks. The COVID update today, we had 8 new residents who tested positive for COVID. NJ.com reports that in the last 7-day average, there's 2,419 positive cases, and this is a decrease of 11% within the last week, but it's an increase from a month ago by 3%. The CDC is also still ranking Camden County as high. So the most recent data they're looking at to rank Camden County is from last Thursday, which came to 11.57%. So anything over 10%, they're considering high. So hopefully next time we meet, we can get below the 10%. And then for senior citizens, and really for everybody, the scammers are out there, the fraud calls are coming in, and if you get a call from the IRS or Social Security or a live person with Amazon and they're telling you that you owe money, a lot of times it's going to be fraud. Hang up or at least ask them to send a letter. I know somebody at work asked them to send her a letter and they called her a bad word and hung up on her, so she was like, well, that's fraud. If anyone calls you, don't give your name or your address. They called you. And if they say they're from the FBI, IRS, they know your name. They know your address. Just say, send it to me. You already have that information. You don't want to give them much. Also, our senior citizens today, they were raised in a time when they were told they have to respect law enforcement. They have to listen to government agencies, and they have to feel that, you know, no, you can say no to somebody if they say they're a cop or this or that. But they feel that they have to respect it because of the way they were raised. If they ask you to send gift cards to the IRS or any of them, they don't need your gift cards. It's a scam. Let me see, where am I at? Okay. So if you owe them a payment and you tell them to send a letter, they're going to know it's a payment. So you don't pay anybody. Don't give any information. Unfortunately, I had a family member that has just been scammed, and it's a nightmare. Nobody in the federal government helps. Nobody. And it's just so frustrating when you're calling. Even the National Elder Fraud Hotline, they told me they don't do anything. They don't report it, and they don't investigate it. So who's supposed to help these senior citizens out there that are getting scammed out of lots of money? And it's disgusting the way it's working. It's just disgusting. So, I mean, I'm very upset about this, and it's just, I mean, it's too much going on in my family right now. My father's dying, and then this happens, and it's just like, are you kidding me? We can't do anymore. So everyone should be calling the federal credit card bureaus. You can get a block put on your account so nobody opens anything up in your name. And right now, they are letting you get more than one report a year. You can get multiple reports. So you really have to look at all of that. And like I said, it's just heartbreaking when you're calling the feds and everybody's saying, call here, call here, call here. I'm like, you're the FBI. Call here. You're here. There's places that I'm calling that it's just ridiculous. But so I just want everyone, just watch out. There's so many scams, and it's just so sad. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're sorry for what's going on in your life right now. We hope your dad gets better. I just have one thing. I'd like to thank the Wheels of Change. It was an organization who came to did a Christmas in July in the park. They gave 380 kids received backpacks, free water ice, gifts. For each child was also, they had prizes and toys. I have some pictures of what was. They also gave away a tractor trailer's worth of food, 25,000 pounds of food were distributed, strawberries, grapes, blueberries, box of salads, salad dressing, gallons of milk, bread, eggs, fresh herbs. cherries, broccoli, bananas, hand sanitizer, and more. It was a very well-attended event, and I just want to say thank you to them for everything they did for everybody who came out. It wasn't supposed to be as big as it was, but it turned out to be bigger than we expected. So thank you for all of that, Wheels of Change. With that being said, before I open to the public, I want to go over the rules one more time because I know there's new people. But when we open to the public, you come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record. You get to say whatever you wish to say. We will not answer you until we open back up to council. So with that being said, I am going to call the first people by name to come up and come to the microphone. I'm going to start with Trevor because I don't want Trevor to be left and be left out. So
I appreciate that, sir. I actually prefer to go last.
I'm not asking. And
you questions?
No,
I need to ask additional questions. So
I'm asking you to go first because you do this to me every meeting. You wait until I close and then you stand up and say, "Well, I got stuff to say." Please go first. I get the call.
So do I, sir. I have no comment tonight. I don't do anything to you. You close the meetings early. After cutting the amount of meetings in half.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Now we only have one a month.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Ms. Fattiri.
Diane Fattiri, 637 Fifth Avenue.
Mayor, at the last meeting, when they were talking about the shooting at the park, I'm starting to question if Mr. DiDomenico has actually given us the truth when he says with the police, because he never mentioned it. And you actually said you didn't even know there was a shooting at the park. So as a mayor, how do you know what's not going on in your town? And Sandy, just now you said the elderly were raised to respect law enforcement. Are you saying younger people are not raised to respect them? No, I'm not saying that.
But that's the way you made it sound.
Sorry
if that's the way you...
Okay.
Also, Mayor, I got a code violation, okay? So I called Wayne. Wayne doesn't know anything about it. I said, Wayne, this is telling me they did an inspection that I'm feeding wildlife, okay? This is because the geese came down the street last week. I was in the hospital when it all happened. The cackling hens were outside, always talking about Diane. So Wayne did a little bit of an investigation. He can't find anything in the system. But this tells me he did an inspection on my property. It's got the date and what it's about. So then I check my cameras. It's ironic that my cameras pick up everything, but no code enforcement vehicle, no person walking up my driveway, walking up my other walkway, inside my garage, above the shed. I have eight cameras. But he's not there. So is this telling me that someone within code enforcement is telling a new person just write this up? Because I am like the center of attention in our neighborhood. I want it investigated. When Wayne says he's not allowed on my property, he can't because that's considered trespass. So I need to know, why was this written?
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Hi, my name is Virginia Foy. I live at 501 Fourth Avenue in Lindemall. I have about basically the same thing she does with her code enforcement person. Okay? It's 100 degrees outside. I get a citation because my grass is too high and there's grass over my curb. Okay? I went out to cut my grass the Saturday before that. I fell and broke my ankle into a rabbit hole. I can't cut my grass. I'm sorry. He's not taking the fine back. Well, then he found a list of other things wrong with my house. I don't get it. What, 100 degrees and you're paying people to ride around and just citate people? That's crazy. They can't citation when the snow is 6 inches high and kids can't stand at the bus stop. They have to stand in the middle of the street. That's insane. Totally insane. I have to stand here with a cane because your code enforcement officer thinks, oh, well, let's just write up, oh, her grass is over her curb. Oh, grass is too high. Oh, but it's 100 degrees outside. They're so disrespectful. He didn't care. The only thing he kept saying to me was, well, if the cops can't find your house, maybe you'll die. Something will happen to you. That made me feel really good today on the phone. Really good. Sucks. I know, my son's not home, but it was a pleasure to see his black outfit.
Thank you.
So I haven't been here in a while because I didn't want to come back in front of this council until I could come into this room with a sense of compassion and collaboration and gratefulness. And I find that it is just as hard as it was before to maintain that attitude. I'm grateful for all of the community events that I see happening. I'm grateful for the incremental change that I see in the police department. You know, I'm not surprised by the continued duplicity and retaliation. So, this ordinance 2022-13 states that the mayor will be in charge of the police department and responsible to reporting monthly with the police department and to appropriate authorities. So I just want to echo the concerns of other community members that our mayor might not be the best qualified person for this role. And I think a true leader recognizes their strengths and recognizes when to step aside and let someone else take the lead. I think your clear lack of knowledge of not only what is going on in this town, but also what is needed to repair the relationship between the police department and the community will only perpetuate, you know, the grief that stands between those groups of people. So I really hope that you consider either fully immersing yourself and educating yourself on what it is that the community today is demanding of our law enforcement and of our leadership, or find someone else who can do it.
Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion to open back to council. Does anybody from council wish to speak?
I'll make a motion to open back up to the public. I'm back up to council.
Second. Diane, I'm not saying that younger people disrespect the cops. They do. But also some older people do. My mother is 89 years old. She was born in Iowa. She was raised in the Depression. She was raised, you don't talk back to law enforcement, you don't talk to this. This is what I'm talking about. So when this man called her up and brainwashed her to give away a ton of money while my father is dying and everything else, that's what I'm saying. She didn't know she could say to this person, no. She didn't know she could say to this person, hang up on this cop. Yeah, she said he's FBI. She is raised not to say those things to those to people in those powerful positions. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying everybody in senior citizens, below senior citizen raised ages are disrespectful. I'm saying my experience, what I'm going through right now. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, in regards to your high grass, did you call them when you received the notice and let them know that you had hurt your ankle and you couldn't get to it right at the moment?
Yes.
You have 30 days to...
It doesn't matter. You're paying people money to ride around an air-conditioned car. It's 100 degrees outside.
You have 30 days to take care of the situation. If you needed help, you could call somebody. If you needed more time, you could call them, and they will have to give you more time. We have an administrator here that will verify that all of these things...
I spoke to him. I left him $3,000 million. He finally answered the phone for me today.
Who is he? Wayne is the person you talked to? And he's the one who said he couldn't do anything about it?
No.
We'll talk to him tomorrow.
Excuse me.
Please make it a point to talk to them, okay? As far as the police department, I have no say over what happens at the police department whatsoever, except for the fact that I can control hours. It says that the mayor is in charge of the police on the ordinance because that's the way it's written, but the police department is run by the police department themselves, by the chief. We have no say other than directing, if, correct me if I'm wrong, Counselor, that we can only direct the, we can set hours of operation, and we really don't even get involved with that. As far as the shooting was concerned, I'm sorry, but I never heard about it, and I was never notified. None of us were. So, yes, we didn't know about it, but when we did, we took care of what the residents needed and what they wanted, and it was taken care of right away. So with that, I'd like to ask also Mr. Shaw, if it's possible, you made some statements a while back about that if we put signs up, that you would make sure that your committee would take care of putting flowers around them and clean around them and all that stuff, and nothing's been done. I have concerns about that. So, same thing with the Laurel Lake. We put a bench out down there that you asked for and that you said you would maintain and make sure it's well overgrown, and we've had to cut it a couple of times. And also the basketball court. You had an issue with the basketball court. We were waiting for you to tell us who this person was that was going to come and do the design and all of these things, and we haven't heard anything. Now, we're kind of strapped for getting this done now because we can't find anybody to do it. The stuff that has to go down is a different kind of material. It's not just painted on with a brush and a roller. This is, it's got to be done with, I guess Craig said something about squeegees, and it's squeegeed on. So it's not done like that. So I kind of told him, I said, if he can find anybody to just paint the basketball courts, put it back to the way it was, make it look brand new, to do that. Most of the people that I've talked to that play basketball would rather have just the basketball court there than designs that are going to take away from their game. So that's what I instructed him to do. I just wanted you to know.
Would you like to respond to your question?
Yes, you can, yeah.
First, I'd like to thank the police department for the NNO event. I think it was amazing. We do give away thousands of items. I won't list them all, but to address your question, we're more than happy to help you with the patches of ground around the Welcome to Lindenwald sign. There was certainly a welcome sign, a long time in coming, and anytime you guys are ready, we can have the flowers provided and install those. We're waiting on you and Craig to provide ultimate buy-in and authority to do it. I know Craig indicated that we had permission, but there's been no further communication on that since then.
Well, that's
as far as Laurel Landing, sir, that is a piece of public property further indicated and notified by the fact that you guys installed a public fence there. So at the end of the day,
at your request,
you're responsible for cleaning that area. Like help from the citizens of the community to help with that effort, we can certainly help as we did the first time. We brought in 4 tons of gold to clear the property so that we can install that fence. If you have to follow up, sir, you just have to ask. Finally, on the basketball court, sir, that was your design back in 2017. You guys collectively came up with the idea to put a design on that basketball court collectively with Craig Wells. At the end of the day, you did not like the design that the artist submitted. It was a starry night in image. If you yourself, and as well as Don and Cheryl, all indicated to me that while the design was nice, that it itself took away from the basketball court. I have since provided numerous videos of how this product gets applied and different designs that would be appropriate that other towns across the country, not just in New Jersey, but across the country, have done more than 2,600 basketball courts in different artistic things. We've enlisted the school district, the superintendent is on board to have the students submit designs that then get applied to the specifications of the product itself. That can all happen in a moment's notice. We just need further buy-in from you guys to make that happen.
Well,
had the money in the budget in 2017, we understood how we augmented that to cover the increase in costs in COVID. You guys are ready, we're ready, just say the word, let's make it happen.
We can't find anybody to do it now. All the schools are getting done, and it's got to be done in the summer. That's what we were told. All right, with that, I knew you turned it around back to me. I'm sorry, there's no more discussion.
I didn't have the opportunity to respond to your
there is no responding.
All
right, entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
And a second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Police department.
Okay.
So you straight up just lied.